Tonight our testimony is from Pat Scarth. Pat is from Amarillo. He'll be bringing a word. He's a businessman. Well, let's pray and we'll bring Pat up. So, Lord, thank you so much for the privilege to be here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious day. And Lord, thank you for all the guys that came in after work and have joined us tonight. Lord, thank you that you are here. I just sense your presence here, Father, just from the wonderful worship time that we had together. Thank you, Lord, that when you visit us, things happen. And Father, when you speak, our hearts are changed. And so we come together tonight asking that we would not only open our ears and our minds, but that we open our hearts and that we'd allow you to do the miraculous work that only the Spirit can do in changing us. May we leave here tonight different because we've chosen to obey. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've been asked to share one of the best investments I've ever made, and that's in investing in the lives of men. One of the milestones of my Christian pilgrimage was an event that happened shortly after my wife and I were married. We were driving home from church, and for some reason or another, I just pulled off the side of the street and prayed. And I asked God to make the scripture come alive for me. And I don't have any idea what prompted that, but it's been very interesting to look back and see how God has fulfilled that prayer. And wherever we've lived, whether it's in Mississippi or New Mexico, Texas, God has placed mentors in my life to guide me along the path. And one of those was Bruce Goss. About 25 years ago, I started attending Bruce's Thursday morning Bible study. And Bruce is still working on me. Thanks, there's hope. And Bruce invited me down here to Key Men's, and I'd hear Gene War and those guys that say, "Where's your man?" And they were really encouraging us to be disciple makers. And I would sit there and say, "I can't do that. I'm not a giant like these NAV guys, and I don't know 2,000 verses. I can't do that." But then again, it's the Great Commission. And I'd say, "Man, I'm just a computer nerd. I have no people skills. I can't do that. But I'm supposed to." There's just conflict going on. And finally, I attended a workshop on it, and I learned that, I may only be this tall, but there's lots of guys that I could bring up, and maybe the Holy Spirit, just for chance, the Holy Spirit would grab a hold of them and make a giant of them. And also, I was struggling with, how do you do that? And I finally realized there's no real magic recipe. All you have to do is just get them into the Word and let the Word of God teach them, rebuke them, correct them, and training in righteousness.
Amen.
You don't have to do it. I mean, let God do it. Let the Holy Spirit do it. I got really excited after that came in, and I went home, and I put together a little notebook, and I just took the TMS verses and just made a little verse analysis forms, kind of like what we've got in our little booklet, like we were using in small groups today. I started looking for victims, and I started meeting with some guys. And God laid a kid on my heart in church. He was active in the youth department, so I started meeting with him. We had met for about 6 or 8 weeks, and you could just see it. The lights came on. You could see it in his eyes. I mean, he really had a desire for God's Word. We were going along great for about 18 months, and finally he said, "Pat, we got to quit." And I said, "What's the deal?" And he said, "Well, I've taken the position of bivocational youth director and worship leader of a church on the east side of town. I just don't think we're going to have time to do this." So I said, "Okay." From that, he went on to a full-time youth minister and then to a full-time pastorate. And right now, he's over in South Africa training up native pastors.
Praise God.
I have very little to do with that. I mean, I just happened to be there when the Spirit got a hold of him and made a giant out of him. And it was really great. I met with some other guys, and after I met with Shelby, I started trying to find the 2 Timothy 2:2 type guys that could make a difference. So I've had the opportunity to meet with several young guys in our church, and it's very interesting to see them grow up in leadership positions in our church. One of the kids that God laid on my heart was a high school kid. He was about a sophomore, maybe a junior. And I asked Bruce, how do you disciple a high school kid? Now, I don't know whether this answer is the navigated cookie-cutter answer or an epiphany, but he said, first you disciple the youth minister. I said, okay, I can do that. We had just hired him. He was green as a gourd. He was a newspaper editor, and Willis, I tried not to hold that against him. But he had no training as a minister, but he loved the kids, and he loved God, and loved Jesus. And so I asked him if he'd like to meet, and sure enough, we started meeting together. We met for a couple of years, and his ministry has just blossomed, and the kids coming out of our youth department are very well grounded in God's Word. And it's been a real pleasure to be able to see these guys grow. And again, it wasn't anything that I did. I just happened to be there while it happened. And, you know, I got some grandkids. I got kids and I've got grandkids, and they're extraordinary kids. And I'm really proud of them. But boy, it sure makes me proud when I see some of the guys that I've had the opportunity to invest in stand up and take leadership positions in God's kingdom. And so I'd encourage you, if you're not involved in man-to-man discipleship, you can do it. Just get started.